On with the news. Hospital patients are told to use towels for pillows, and a Norwich City legend is leading a group on a charity walk.
Patients at Norfolk's largest hospital are being given towels to rest their heads on because pillows keep going missing. The hospital, which earlier this year brought in a raft of cost-cutting measures, such as blocking staff from ordering pens, said pillows would occasionally go missing and need reordering. However, 53-year-old Ms. Sapwell, a trained physiotherapist, said the situation was utterly ridiculous. She said, "When you're in hospital, you don't get the best sleep as it is with all the noises, beeps and patients being moved around." She was told by the staff that pillows were hard to come by and that this was the best alternative to use a towel. Emma Chapman, Deputy Chief Nurse of the NNN, said, "We recognise that this is not the standard our patients deserve and sincerely apologise to Ms. Sapwell for the experience she had with us while in our care. Pillows do go missing and are frequently repurchased. We are working on a number of solutions to rectify this, particularly in our emergency and assessment areas."
An application for a panel to preserve hundreds of years' worth of medieval graffiti has been approved for Norwich Castle. A glass panel will protect graffiti at Castle Keep after it was submitted to Norwich City Council in February. It comes after plans on the long-awaited reopening of the castle hit yet another snag, with museum bosses needing extra time on applying the finishing touches. Located in the early years room of the castle, which makes up the exhibition area, the plans were approved last week. The panel is being moved from the floor above after it was stated that glass skirting already protects the graffiti, which extends up between the two floors. Museum bosses hope the transformation of the Norfolk landmark, recreating what it would have looked like in the medieval times, would be completed this spring. However, the official opening of the Royal Palace Reborn project has been pushed back until the summer, with a firm date yet to be announced.
Norwich City legend Grant Holt will lead a group of walkers on a trek 150 miles across Norfolk to raise money for two charities. The challenge will start in King's Lynn on April the 16th and end on the pitch at Carrow Road on April the 18th, ahead of Norwich City's match against Portsmouth. The 150-mile challenge was created by Holt, Richard Pearce of Barclays Wealth and Adam Miller from ARC Group. The challenge aims to raise money for the Norwich City Community Sports Foundation and Big Seed Cancer Charity. The walkers are currently preparing for the challenge, with many having personal connections to the charities. Sean Garrahy said, "The Community Sports Foundation is the heartbeat of the community. All the work it does to improve people's lives, both physically or mentally, and in some cases it's the lifeline that many people and families need to get through the day or week." Mr. Pearce said, "Both charities deliver outstanding support and facilities to our local area."
Customers will soon be tickled pink as an historic venue reveals its latest take on a British classic. The Assembly House in Norwich will start serving up an all-pink afternoon tea menu from April the 22nd until June the 30th. Guests can expect a dreamy line-up of pink perfection, including a pink lady apple macaroon, a pink pop lemonade cupcake, a shimmering rosy rhubarb tart, a cherry sundae cheesecake shot, and even a raspberry ripple gatto opera. There is a new pink bridge roll from local baker's Krusty Corner, a salmon mousse pastry spoon, a pink beef tartlet, and a pink bag of pink Himalayan salt popcorn. Diners can also enjoy a pink lady cocktail, a pretty in pink ice cream, and a pink throne for selfies. Each tea is £32.50 per person, or £40 with a glass of pink fizz, with children's teas at £18.95. The city venue was recently named amongst the best spots for afternoon tea in the UK by the Daily Mail, joining a list that also included the Ritz and the Langham in London.
Norfolk Scent Dogs Group were given a day to remember when City of Norwich Aviation Museum opened its doors to the group. Joe Tippett, who runs the group, said it is the fastest growing dog sport and is hoping to grow the membership base. The aim is for dogs to find small objects that are hidden, with points rewarded for teamwork between dog and companion. Joe says it's such a great way to strengthen the bond between yourself and your dog. The dogs were given the chance to test their noses and ability to find objects inside some of the planes at the City of Norwich Aviation Museum in a one-off visit.